Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY23 earnings conference call of Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited, hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, you may signal for an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. With this, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Kathy. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, I welcome you all to the second quarter and first half FY23 earnings call for Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. We are pleased to have the management, senior management team represented by Mr. Arun Kothari, the Managing Director, Mr. Dhruv Patel, the Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Kunal Bubna, the President, Finance of the company. We will have the opening remarks from the management, followed by a Q&A session. I would like to now hand over to Mr. Arun Kothari for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good morning, good afternoon, and warm welcome to everyone on the Q2 and H1 FY23 earnings call of Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. First and foremost, I wish you all a Happy New Year in advance, and I hope everyone celebrate Diwali with high spirits. Along with me on the call are Mr. Dhruv Patel, our Whole-Time Director, Mr. Kunal Bubna, who is the President for Finance and Accounts, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor. To begin with, I will take you all through the major developments during the quarter, after which we will give operational and financial highlights. Post these updates, we can open the floor for question and answer. We have also uploaded our latest investor presentation on stock exchanges, and I hope everyone has chance to go through the same. I am happy to announce that during the quarter, we have planned additional CapEx of rupees 50 crores to procure a bigger diameter tube mill for welded pipes. The new welded pipeline will increase the existing welded pipe range to maximum to 20-inch diameter and thickness up to 80 SCM, with capacity of the 700 MT per month. So the total capacity of our plant will be 2,800 metric ton per month, in which seamless pipe capacity with backward integration will be 800 MT per month, and for welded pipes, post this CapEx will become 2,000 MT per month. At current capacity of the company being 700 MT per month in welded pipe segment, plus 600 MT per month capacity increase from IPO proceeds up to 48 in size, and additional 700 MT per month capacity expansion from this proposed tube mill up to 20-inch. The commercial production for seamless pipe with backward integration will be expected to start by Q4 FY23, and tube mill and LSAW pipe is expected to start by end of the Q1 FY24. Post this expansion, Venus will be few manufacturer in India and world to have the tube mill capacity to making this size. The amount required for this CapEx plan will be raised through a mix of debt, term loan, and internal accruals. Keeping the current demand for our product in the market and being the only manufacturer in India to manufacture welded pipes from tube mill up to 20-inch will give us an edge, will help to capture more market in this segment. A company-wide gross margin EBITDA expansion is expected from this development. Our CapEx plan are on track and should be fully operational by Q1 FY24. During this quarter, we became the first Indian company to receive BIS approval for stainless steel seamless pipe and welded pipes and tubes. These achievements serve as a proof of our focus on maintaining quality. Now that the Indian crude industry has become second biggest in the world, aiming to double production in the next 10 years, we are geared up for replacing the international demand gap, which will arise, and hence the CapEx plan should be to at the correct timing. Potential in the chemical, oil and gas, and pharma, our major sectors, continue to fuel our growth outlook in coming quarters. Iron and steel play a strategic position in the overall infrastructure industry, and hence the government initiative are expected to be focused on sector we serve. Export demand was impacted during the quarter due to geopolitical tension persisting internationally. However, due to economic slowdown and inflationary environment in Europe, some of it can be expected in Q3 as well. However, we are having lot of inquiry from Europe market in category of the seamless pipe, and we will start to accept the order from Europe market post start of the seamless pipe piercing mill facility. Direct supply to brand increase on account of new customer addition and exposure to multiple sectors due to our product mix offering. Now I am handing over call to Mr. Kunal Bubna, who is our President of Finance, for operational financial highlights of the quarter.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our earnings conference call. We have uploaded our latest investor presentation on stock exchange for Q2 FY23 results. I hope everybody had an opportunity to go through the same. On the revenue front, revenue from operation for Q2 FY23 stood at 126.4 crore as compared to 89.5 crore in Q2 FY22, a growth of 41% on year-on-year basis and 11% on Q-on-Q basis. Revenue from operation for H1 of FY23 stood at rupees 240 crore as compared to rupees 170 crore in the first half of FY22, achieving a growth of 41%. Just to give you a brief on the revenue bifurcation for the quarter was 76.4 crore from welded pipe and rupees 42.8 crore from seamless pipe and rupees 7.2 crore from others. Growth in high margin generating seamless segment is 72% on half yearly basis. The dependency on stockist sector has gone down drastically from 50.7% in Q2 FY22 to 31.3% in Q2 FY23. Our direct sale across brand are up by 136% in Q2 FY23 from the same quarter last year. In the future, we plan to use this existing relationship for expanding our client base. Export for the quarter reduced by 80% from Q2 FY22 to Q2 FY23, but increased 23% on half-yearly basis. When comparing H1 FY23 with H1 FY22, export share in total revenue reduced by minimal difference, that is from 7.5% H1 FY22 to 6.5% in H1 FY23. This impact is due to external factor and things not long-term. Domestically, Gujarat has been our top contributor, but revenue from other states has also gone up by 3 times, giving us a better access across markets. From the EBITDA front, EBITDA stood at rupees 15.5 crore as against 13.4 crore in Q2 FY22 and 14.4 crore in Q1 FY23. Year-on-year growth of 16% and Q-on-Q growth of 7%. EBITDA is 30 crore for H1 FY23 as against 22.7 crore in H1 FY22, a growth of 32%. Coming to PAT, PAT for the quarter is rupees 10.3 crore as compared to 8.8 crore in Q2 FY22, a growth of 17% year-on-year basis. PAT for H1 FY23 is rupees 19.5 crore versus rupees 15.54 in H1 FY22, a growth of 26%. Further, our net cash used from operating activity had improved for the H1 FY23. It is negative by rupees 12.73 crore, but as against negative of 60 crores in the last FY22. Further, the demand scenario going forward look robust, and we are optimistic of the growth trajectory with higher opportunity on the back of synergy paid out by our capacity expansion plan. With this, I would like to open the floor for Q&A now.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. The first question is from the line of Nirav Shah from GC Holdings. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a stable set of numbers. Sir, a few questions. First is on the industry front. DGTR has recommended anti-dumping duty. So just want to know the status. I mean, by when can we expect the notification? And if it is approved, how can that change the supply dynamics in the Indian market?
Mr. Nirav, it's already recommended by the Ministry of Commerce to the Ministry of Finance. So we cannot say when it will be implemented, but we are hopeful that in very short time it will be implemented. Once it will be implemented, the seamless pipe, which right now most of the players in India are procuring from the China, which will be drastically reduced. So all the players who are putting up the piercing facility, very few players in India who will be having this piercing facility. We can say for four or five companies is having this type of facility. So once this another player doesn't have this facility, so only players which will be having piercing facility, that will be benefited, or they will get the good margin due to anti-dumping duty on the Chinese seamless pipe.
Okay. And just what percentage of Chinese supply would have been accounted in the first half on seamless front, if we have that number, broad range?
Right now from the China supply, because it's a very unorganized market or small market, so exact number is not recorded anywhere, so we are not having much idea. But we are from the market, we have come to know that supply has been drastically reduced since last 6 months due to expansion of the anti-dumping duty, fear of the anti-dumping duty.
Got it. Thanks. Second question, sir, is we mentioned that the impact of lower exports to EU will continue in 3Q as well, and maybe possibly to spill over to initial fourth quarter. But how are we targeting other countries to partly offset this impact, or what is the strategy till exports to EU normalizes?
Right now, there is a very good demand. CapEx is going on in India, in all the sectors, in the chemical sector, pharma sector, our other oil and gas sector is also, CapEx is going on. Or in India, there is a very good demand from the engineering sector. So right now we are supplying to all the, mostly in India, but in the European market, mainly demand from the Indian market, they expect seamless pipe. So as I said you, right now European market doesn't accept the raw material, if origin from the China, they doesn't accept the Indian material. So only players, those who are having PS single facility, either backward integration facility, so Europeans accept the supply from them only. So we have also very good inquiry from the European market. For to export the European market, we have already with Venus has already employed the senior person in the European market. He is exploring the Venus market. So we are getting lot of inquiry from the European market. But right now, since piercing facility is not installed, so we are not accepting order from those customers. But we are very hopeful once our piercing before 1 month of the piercing facility will start, we'll start to accept the order from Europe market. Or we expect the total of the total capacity of the seamless pipe, we'll be able to export almost 40% capacity in the Europe market, in the post-expansion of the piercing facility.
Okay. So can we conclude that the current decline in exports is also partly to attributed to, you know, Europe not importing from players where the raw material sourcing is from China?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So it's a mix of both of things, the high energy cost as well as the China sourcing.
Yeah.
That is playing its part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it. And you mentioned 40% of seamless capacity will be target for exports.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Got it. And sir, just last question before I come back in the queue. If you can just share your view on the working capital. We saw some marginal increase in terms of number of days. So I mean, what's the strategy going forward, that how are we trying to contain or release some amount of cash from working capital?
Yeah, see, the strategy is basically the debtor days, if you see it, has improved if you compare with FY 2022 with this H1 FY 2023. But there has been slight increase in stock days. If I take a total basis, it will be around 50 days, and around 105 odd days, and we have a creditor days of 35 days. So it's a net working capital of 120 days, which is basically also the last year. But see, the whole focus is to not to elongate it any further. We are also in discussion with number of our vendors, wherein we can give some portion of advance and have a deal with them so that they can supply us, and then we can also discount our debtors, sales bills of our vendors. So to keep it bare minimum and not to increase it, even with the increase in our orders and capacity going ahead.
Got it. Got it. Thanks. Thanks, Kunal. Thanks, Arunji. I'll be back in the queue for more questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity.
A couple of questions from my end. Excuse me, this is the operator. Sneha Talreja, the audio is not clear from your line. Can you please check?
Better now?
Yeah, this is better. Thank you.
Yeah. I was saying thanks a lot for the opportunity, and congratulations on great set of numbers. Just a couple of questions from my end. Firstly, to do with, you know, what volume growth the company must have seen in this-
Ma'am, I'm sorry to interrupt. There's a lot of echo from your line. Can you please check your line and come back? In the meanwhile, we'll move to the next question. That's on the line of Kunal Kothari from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, and congratulations for great set of numbers. So my question is regarding the average realization. Can you let us know what is the average movement for the seamless and welded pipes? And also, if I want to compare with the landed cost of import, what could be the difference between them?
It's basically on a blended basis, the average realization for the, basically it's a mix, it's mainly import in our cases, maybe from traders or from the domestic vendor of those imported parties, they will form very low volume of our component. So in that case, the sales realization on blended basis for both seamless and welded is 380 rupees around per kg.
The movement on quarter-on-quarter basis, 380 rupees per kg?
Yeah, it was on blended basis for the half year.
For the half year?
Yeah, for the last half year, it was around 290-295 rupees.
Okay. And if I just want to compare with the landed cost of import, then where selling price will stand?
See,
what is the difference between them?
See, as I said, you keep Holo is entirely imported, or whoever is, it's nobody manufactured or nobody sells in or we procure from any domestic as such. So Holo is entirely imported, and coils are also Indonesia, Vietnam, or again the dealer of those imported parties. Yeah, when we take from Jindal, those are slightly higher by 3 to 5%, something sort of that. But rather it's more of a imported, be from Indian one or be from imported.
So, like, what the imports are majorly the raw material, which is hollow pipe, not the finished product that you need to sell.
No, we import coils and hollow pipe only.
Actually, it was not for winners. On a market per se, if a buyer wants to compare that, what is the price of the winners and what is the procurement cost if I import from China or Israel? So I just wanted to know what difference that we are maintaining.
Thus, Kunalji, I will brief about you. Regarding the welded pipe which winners produce, since last 2 years, there is a lot of policy change in this industry. So very few people in the world who can supply to India the welded pipe, because in the almost 2 years back, government put the anti-dumping duty on the supply of the welded pipe in India from the Chinese or other country players. So very few players are left from the in the China or Vietnam who can supply to India. So almost for in welded pipe segment, the price from the China, there is also supply gap time is also there. So almost price is similar. Nowadays in welded pipe segment, price is almost similar if anybody is talking from the China or from the taking from the India. But most of the Indian company wants ki the pipe used in the critical operation, the stainless pipe used in the critical operation. So the Chinese pipe, any manufacturer or any user who is using the stainless steel pipe cannot ascertain the quality from the Chinese supplier pipe supplier quality. So in India, what's the benefit supplier buyer will get? They can do the online inspection during the manufacturer. They can, before the dispatch, they can take the inspection. The company representative personally come to our plant and they inspect the pipe. So all the users prefer ki they want inspection. So jinko quality chahiye, they want ki, or they want Indian manufacturer where they can supervise the quality.
Okay, got it. So second question is that our direct sales has improved to 62% of the overall sales mix. So wanted to know, is it because of higher sales to same customer or we had new customer addition which helped to increase our share in of direct sales in our overall mix?
Yeah, it's a mixed one. It's also increased from the current vendors, current customer also. We have also added customer in this half year also, like we added for paper ITC, for food processing, we added Adani Vilma. For engineering, we added Triveni Engineering. For chemical, we added PCBL. For oil and gas, we added GAL India. For pharma, we added Divi's Lab. For aerospace, for fertilizer, we added RCF and Godrej Agrovet. So it's a mixed bag from current also and also the new one.
Okay. And what will be our current order book right now?
Actually, around 140 crores.
140 crores.
Yeah.
Okay. So, because of this, the inventory days moved up of around 20 days?
Yeah, The reason for that we generally keep an order book of 90-100 days. If you look, we have a sales run rate of 40 crore for a month. Tentatively around, we are having a sales order book of 140. Apart from that, as you said also, we had increased our direct sale to the end customer as compared to trade and stockists. If you compare half year on basis, it is increased by 20% to that. It's entirely to a good extent day-to-day order business.
Currently our order book stands at near about four to five months, right? Which was earlier, three months.
No, it's just 40 crores is the run rate per month. It would be around 105 days, basically.
Achha, 105 days. Okay. That's it. Thank you so much, and best of luck for the future.
Yeah.
Thank you. In order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the queue, we request you to please limit your questions up to two. For follow-up questions, we request you to rejoin the queue. We move to the next question from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks a lot for the opportunity and congratulations on great set of numbers. Just couple of questions from my end. Firstly, just wanted to understand what would have been the volume growth during the current quarter, and where can we take our peak utilizations to till the time our new capacity comes into play?
See, as compared to half year basis, the quantity had increased by 8%, there is a volume growth. The capacity utilization is around 90% to 92%, basically, and that is the peak for us currently. Yeah, definitely, as we said in the last quarter, we have added two PDs, wherein we got a 100 ton capacity for a month. That quantity is being added from in our armory from July 2022. That would also give some quantity increase, but apart from that, it is around 90% to 92%.
Is it safe to assume that since we are operating at peak utilization for this year, at least the run rate would remain largely the same in terms of both revenues as well as profitability, or it can change variably?
See, for what we have achieved in this half year should be to a good extent near to this for the coming quarter and next quarter.
H1 can basically be replicated to H2 as well.
Yeah.
Understood. And secondly, you were also mentioning about extending exports in the seamless pipe segment significantly. If I'm not wrong, I heard the number as around 40% of your capacity will be going to seamless. Just wanted to understand what would be the margin difference in the exports market versus the domestic market that you're seeing.
The margin in the seamless pipe category, almost for the Indian or in the export market, both is same. But for what benefit we can get from European market, we get the longer delivery time. So we can utilize the piercing in best way. We can increase our production capacity, or we can do the smoothly production. Since the price in the Indian market nowadays, because seamless pipe is restricted from the China, so price relation in India as well in the Europe is the almost same. So we normally, what we have to think is to maintain the balance in the production or optimum utilization of the production capacity. We take some, because for the European delivery, we get the order normally for the almost 16 to 20 weeks time. So we can plan our production because we have to make the number of sizes from our mills. So that will give us the benefit to optimum utilization of our machinery.
Also, apart from that, but when we do export, we get a drawback of 1.4% on our products.
This 1.4% would be the additional benefit over and above the margin.
Yes.
Understood. Thanks a lot, and I'll just get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shiva Marshi from Enga Invest Ventures. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Firstly, congratulations on your good set of numbers and good growth trajectory. Most of the questions were answered in the queue. Just wanted to understand one thing, that with the backward integration plant coming in, what kind of margin accretion that we can be able to witness going forward once that capacity comes into play?
Yeah, see, with this all expansion coming on, going ahead, There would be two, three can be a reason which can be specified which will increase our margin. First, as you said, it would be the backward integration. Second, as you said, we are trying to reduce, tone down the percentage of stock exchange trader. It will further be reduced going ahead. And thirdly, with export being catered, so it will be a lot of area export in indigenous market and with varied number of sector, you can play with your margin. So keeping all, you see, it's not, we can't give you the direct number, but we believe definitely 3 to 4 basis points should be at least improved going ahead.
And do we expect any shift in the industry that we are serving? What I'm trying to understand, sir, is are we seeing any good demand from the chemical segment, whether, you know, CapEx segment, what we are witnessing is been really on the peak at this point of time?
See, if you see, we supply predominantly earlier in chemical engineering sector, but over a year, paper industry, we are getting a good number of demand. Oil and gas, we are filling a good number of demand. Apart from that, pharma, which was also on the lower side, in our case, demands are there from that. So we believe chemical engineering, pharma, paper, and oil and gas would be a sector where demand would be there, and it will be leading us, leading, this will be the sector which will be leading us front.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Singh from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Sir, considering that our enhanced CapEx plans and the capacity ramp up would happen only in FY 2024, to a large extent, what kind of peak debt we are expecting, basically, and by when?
See, in our case, if you see, we have a long-term debt of around 8-10 odd crores, and we believe, with this, further capacity, what we have announced, it should be, less than 50 crores going ahead for long-term debt perspective.
Understood, sir. And sir, just wanted to understand one more thing. Since we also sell it to stockist also, and, so probably not 100% of our order book is back-to-back, stainless steel is back-to-back booked. So did we experience any kind of inventory write-downs or losses, during the quarter, which has also dragged down our performance?
See, it's absolutely not. Generally, it's made to order. Definitely, we supply to stockist and trader, but it's nothing as such we have to write down any inventories or we have suffered loss on those account. And keeping this robust market, and as I said, you see, there are many sectors, as predominantly we cater to other sector, but chemical and engineering form a major chunk of it. But for this half year, if you look, paper industry has also come, pharma, we are also supplying. So we have not seen as such, and we don't believe it would be there with us going ahead also.
Understood, sir. Sir, if I may ask one more question. In terms of our upcoming capacity, is there any way of pre-approvals with the customer so that we can ramp it up a bit faster and supply to customer, or we have to wait after the capacity has been completed and then go through a lengthy approval process? So how is the scenario right now?
See, what we do in our case, basically, it's basically the company approved the plant, basically, first of all. So we are approved as a plant in many of the companies to whom we currently also supply. Apart from that, for welded, we still also supply higher sizes of welded pipe by getting job work done from outside. But those pipes are inspected our facility with our quality check and other processes. So what we try to do, with the coming up capacity, we are getting ourselves approved for higher capacity also. So as and when we come up with those capacity, this ramp up will be very fast, very, very few days to get approval for those.
Understood, sir. Thank you for answering my question, and all the best for future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, to ask a question, you may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Chheda from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, how much is the fall in the realizations on seamless tube and welded tube in the last 6 months now? You gave us a blended number. I just want to know, with the steel price fall, is there a deflation now?
Yeah, for in our cases, for the half year, April to September, if you compare with April to September of last year, there has been increase in both welded and seamless. You want to compare with me for half year or no? Half to half?
No, sir. I want to know now versus in quarter two and now what is the type of fall or if there is any fall in the price?
Yeah. In the first half year, it is around, as I said, blended is 380, and if you take on a differential basis for seamless, it was around 420 and 320 for welded. But currently, as you said, right, there is a slight fall in these prices, and we believe it is around 7%-8%.
Okay, so there is a 7%-8%. And our margin will be percentage of sales, right?
No, it's you can definitely look as a percentage of sale, but we look on the basis of per ton basis generally.
So even after this 7%-8% fall in steel price, in your finished good price, your EBITDA will stay at 50-52 rupees a kg?
Yeah, it will stay around 45-47, roughly. And definitely, it can be percentage term, you can see increase or decrease because of the selling prices effect. But as you said, the rebate per kg would be definitely, we'll always try to keep it intact. We'll try to endeavor to keep it intact.
This 7%-8% steel price fall will be visible now from next quarter, right?
We see, again, we have seen some order, so it might not for a 2 months for October, November, but definitely for December, January, there would be some impact. But again, it all depends. There are some times we supply 304 and 316, both great. Sometimes if you have an order of 316 on a higher time, higher numbers, so those percentages sometimes get basically average out.
And lastly, sir, this 2,800 tons per month capacity, what does it translate into revenue after this fall in steel price?
See, it's basically, as I said, if you take my blended rate of 380 and if I take a fall of 5-7% or 5% just to take on a simple basis, so 380, so it would be 360 rupees then, that would be the revenue basically.
No, sir, your expanded capacity is more. No, sir, your expanded capacity is more addition on welded, no?
No, no, sir. Yeah, absolutely. But see, my current ratio is also 70-30%. And primarily, the same would remain for 70-30% going ahead also. And further, there would be some price managed by the prospective. We are currently supplying up to 80 inch. Those will be supplying up to 48 inch, where the price would be slightly on a higher side. So it would be basically getting it averaged out. But yeah, FY25 would be a year where those capacity utilization should be around 75-80%. And those numbers should be there,
okay. We believe. Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kaushal Shah from Dhanki Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, what is the utilization level? I joined the call a little late for September, and what is the likely volume number that we are targeting to end the year with?
The utilization level is around 95% for this half year, and we believe it should be 8-10% increase in our volume growth as compared to last year.
Okay, that's it. My other questions have been answered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neerav Shah from GC Holdings. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up, sir. Just one question. I mean, we are seeing a drastic reduction in our share of sales to stockistic traders. Just because of this and postal expansion also, once exports recover, this share will remain at the lower end. Can this have a positive impact on our inventory management cycle? And we can see some reduction in the inventory days?
Yeah, as I said you earlier also, we are working on that with our vendors and all, where we will try to get a modus operandi where we give some portion of advance and book the inventory, whether to carry the entire inventory on books. And again, definitely with the manufacturing of hollow pipe coming into place, wherein the round bar would be procured from indigenous suppliers. So I think those will definitely help us also to keep those inventory level slightly on a lower side at what we currently achieve, or at least not increasing with this level, even with the increase in order book and others.
Got it. Great. Yeah, thanks, Kunal. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alisha Mavala from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand on YoY basis, other expenses have jumped quite drastically. What is the reason for the same?
See, definitely on YoY basis, but if you look the other expenses for the last quarter, it was around 5.61. And if you see this, it is 5.76. And if you compare to the last year, what has happened, ki, the store cost, the hydrochloric acid chemical that we use had also gone to a good extent, which used to be something around the ballpark number 75 to 80, which has gone to 105 or 110 kg. Similarly, the LPG cost, which was in June 21 or first half, was on the lower side. Those have increased in the second half or on the start of fourth quarter. But if you see on last Q on Q basis, those costs are within those same range.
So going forward, the 6-7 crores kind of quarterly run rate is a more sustainable number.
Yeah, it will be around 6% something, 5.756 in the range bound for other expenses.
Okay, so. And is it possible to give the absolute volume number for seamless and welded for H1?
As such, we don't give on quarterly basis because it doesn't give much insight. It's on a yearly basis. But as I said to you, for after basis, as compared to last after, it is basically 8% increase in volume.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Kunal Kothari from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, sir, once again. So what is the CapEx during the quarter and first half?
It was around, we had around, for the first year, total 40 crore was advances to the vendors from whom we would be procuring machine, and 28 odd crore was capital work in progress. So it was around total cost incurred was 68 crores.
68 crores for the quarter or first half?
No, for the first half.
For the first half. And what is expected for the full year?
See, we had a capex of around 110 what was announced in IPO. Apart from that, we have also announced a 50 crore of further capex, so it is basically 160 crore. So we believe just 125 to 130 odd crore would be spent by this year end, March 23.
Okay, 120 to 130 crore.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay. And wanted to know that we already doing the capex on the welded side to increase which we have to increase the diameter from 8 inch to 48 inch, and additionally we announced this 50 crore capex for 20 inch diameter. So what is differentiation in both?
There is just chronology. In the welded process, there is mainly two processes follow everybody. So one is the process 358, where we procure the, any manufacturer procure the plate or they make the pipes. Or in 312 process, manufacturer procure the SS coils up to 13 mm size, or they, from the welded coils, the SS coils, they make the pipe. So in 312, lot of player in India, buyers wants ki 312 pipe quality is much better since there is a less joint compared to plates, or there is a continuous process. So they want ki it could be manufacturing 312, or we have the option right now, we have the manufacturing facility in welded pipe up to 8 inch size. So up to 12 inch size in India, there is a lot of manufacturer who is supplying in the 312 process. So that's why we are a very, very good one from our existing buyers. They want to procure up to 16 and 18 size from 312 process. So that's why we have put this mill. Or from the, in the export market, there is also very good demand since very few players is having this type of facility in the world.
You mean this 312 process facility of more than 12 inch diameter, only three players are there?
Yeah, very few players. In India, we can say only one or two players having facility to manufacture 312 process up to 16 inch. 20 inch will be only in India, but we can't comment if anybody is having. From our knowledge, we are only manufacturers. Or very few players in the world who is manufacturing up to this type of capacity in 312 process.
Okay. Okay. That's really fantastic. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I had a question. You know, with the prices of end products and input prices coming down, so do we see any release of working capital happening or, you know, going ahead?
Can you repeat this?
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, with steel, with stainless steel prices and end prices coming down, you know, will we see an absolute decrease in working? Will there be a release in working capital requirement?
Absolutely. Yeah, it would be there. Yeah, as I said, you could get a slight decrease in prices from 5 to 8%, and if the decrease continues, so definitely it will release some of our working capital. But again, see, as I said, sometimes what happens, you supply to category 301 and 316, parties ask for 316, those prices are slightly higher as compared to 301. So those sometimes even it out, but as you said, definitely it will ease out. Those prices continue decreasing.
Okay, and also in terms of, you know, we've seen our interest rates rising, you know. So will that, you know, impact our interest costs going ahead?
No, nothing as such. In fact, we migrated to SBI as compared to earlier lenders, and the rates are quite effective with SBI and all. So there were some charges like migrating to other banks. There were few charges which had been charged by those leading banks. So that has increased slightly interest cost, but going ahead, it will definitely be 9 to 9.25 or less than 9 going ahead also. We are targeting those sort of interest costs going ahead.
Sure. And what will be our current credit rating?
BBB plus.
Okay.
From QCB. An important rating.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments. Over to you, sir.
I take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining the call. We will keep updating the investor community on regular basis for incremental updates on your company. I hope we have been able to address all our queries. For any further information, kindly get in touch with our investor relationship, SGA advisor for your company. Thanks to you once again.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.